Todd, you're going to be busy draft night?
Yes, very busy.
Tell us about what you got going.
So we have the NFL draft party this Thursday at Celebrity Lanes, and some of my teammates are going to be there. We're just going to have a good night, have some fun, eat some food, bowl a little bit, and get to see who the Broncos take in the first round.
What is this like for you? Undrafted. What is this whole experience like for you as you're watching these kids come up?
It's kind of funny, you know, being undrafted to host a draft party. But it's going to be fun. I think it's exciting to see who we put our faith in, you know, at number five. And I think that we're going to get a great player whichever way we choose. And I'm just excited to see who we go with.
Who do you want for the
take? You know, it doesn't matter to me. I say in Elway we trust. I mean, he's taking us to the Super Bowl. He brought me back. So I trust him to pick, you know, a great guy at number five.
Todd, what have you done this offseason to kind of work on the pass coverage aspect of your game?
Man, I've done a lot. That's a majority of what I focused on this whole offseason. I got some specialists to work with this offseason to really hone in those skills, working on my feet work, my mechanics, patience, just doing a lot, you know, to kind of shore up those skills.
When you brought in Keenum, it seemed like it didn't offer no excuses for the defense. Do you feel that way now? It felt like the last couple of years the defense had just finally broke under the strain of the offense and the turnovers. Do you sense maybe a fresh start now if Case is able to protect the ball?
Absolutely. I feel like, you know, as a defense, we didn't play the way we wanted to last year, and now with a good, solid quarterback coming in that's going to do a great job for us to protect the ball and score points, then it's really on us to really shore up the defensive side of the ball, not give up any points, not give up a lot of yards, so he can really do his job.
What's this past month been like now that you know you're in Denver for the long haul? Have you done anything different in terms of your preparation for the season?
No, you know, it's been the same. I've still been working hard, still been training. I think my wife and I locked more into Denver. We bought a house and started remodeling and stuff, so we're definitely going to stay here for a while, and that's kind of changed. But as far as my preparation, it's kind of been the same.
When you guys have a season like last year, how long do you spend kind of stewing over what happened, and at what point do you kind of move on?
Probably the day after the season, I stop thinking about it. You learn from your mistakes, so you definitely have to think about those a little bit. But you don't let that, you know, stay in your mind too long. You can't do anything about last season. All you can do is focus on is this season. And we have some big goals this season. We have some great players, and we have a lot ahead of us. So that's all we're focused on right now.
I know it's just been workouts for the most part, but have you taken a bigger leadership role in the short time since y'all been back?
Definitely. I think that was one of my goals coming into this offseason. I think I've, at least from my perspective, I've done a good job of, you know, taking a step forward in that leadership aspect. But I think it's an ongoing process. I think I'm going to continue to work hard at it, continue to, you know, show my leadership skills. And I feel like I lead best by showing people, you know, I don't really have to say too much or speak too much, but I'm going to show you how to work.
About third down, you played a little bit more on third down last year. Is that something that you still want to do as far as raising your game?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would love to not have to come out of there on third downs. So that's definitely one of the things, you know, as far as working on my coverage and things like that, so that I can, you know, be able to play on third down. Hopefully they have some things where they can get me in there, some packages, and move some things around so I can, you know, make some plays. But that's definitely a goal for me to get in there on third down.
Off the beaten path, they're announcing some of those picks at Casa Bonita during the draft. Would that be something you'd take an envelope, jump in there at the restaurant?
Definitely. Definitely. I would definitely go there and get some fresh Mexican food and eat a little bit. But I definitely will try and slide through there.
Have you been to Casa Bonita?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay. Yeah. Did you see the divers?
What'd you say?
Did you see the divers?
Yes.
Would you ever do that?
I don't know if I would do that.
Anything else? All right. Thank you.